right, everybody. Okay, then. So, the topic of prayer. Let me just give you the first passage where I'm going to be. It looks like the first one that I'm going to go to, so you will be ready, is Psalm 38. We won't do the whole psalm, but there'll be one verse there that I want to focus on. For the longest, Southern Baptists have always called Wednesday night's Bible study, that I call it, for the longest, Southern Baptists have called it prayer meeting. And y'all have been going to prayer meetings longer than I have. But for me, Wednesday nights, after I was saved and serious about living a life for Christ, Wednesday nights became an opportunity, a learning environment, a place for me to go and to learn how to pray by listening to other people pray. And so Wednesday nights can provide that. When you're asked to pray on a Wednesday night, you actually become a teacher. In your Sunday school classes, when people pray, if you're a teacher and you call on others, or while you're in your class listening to your teacher pray, you become a student. Listen to people as they pray, because those of us that are new at this, it's important that we hear you and hear you clearly about how you pray. There's all sorts of things that you can learn about prayer. It's always, if you stay teachable and you listen carefully to how people pray, you can always learn something new. This week, I'm on this new, it's not new, I'm a new member on the Smith Association administrative team. There's a group of churches that form what we call the Smith Baptist Association, and our church gives towards that association. Well, there's different teams that are on, committees that are on that association, and I've been asked to be on the administrative team. Anyway, on Monday, I had my first meeting with them as a new committee member, and one of my pastor friends prayed at the end of the meeting. So the meeting was from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. It was in the afternoon, and so this pastor friend of mine, when he opened up in prayer, said this. He said, "Good afternoon, Father," and then started praying. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. I've never said that before. I've never woke in the morning prayer, "Good morning, Father." But anyway, I thought, well, I've learned something new. There's again, just by listening to people pray, you can learn how to talk to God. So it's a refreshing and tender way to talk to God. So consider learning from others about how you can talk to God. Keep looking for ways to make your prayers more impactful. So when you pray, if you're asked to pray in the sanctuary on a Wednesday night even, just make sure that you're clear and that people can understand you. Be verbally clear when you pray. Speak loudly so people can hear you, because you're teaching the church how to talk to God when you pray. Another thing, before we get into the text and start looking at different prayers, consider different postures of prayer. You know, this is a little odd for Southern Baptist, I know, but and I say that because I've been in a number of different churches where they're more expressive in their prayers. By that I mean by their postures of prayer. It's not uncommon in other churches for people during the worship time to come and to kneel and pray at the altar. So kneeling is a posture of prayer. It's not uncommon for people to pray with their hands lifted up during worship. So don't be afraid to do that. That's biblical to do that. Why don't we do that kind of stuff? Huh? Because nobody else does it. I'm not going to be the only one. Well, kneeling is, I noticed last week Karen just slipped out at the invitation from where she was. She just slipped out and she knelt right there. And then, do you know what happened right after that? One of the newest people that are coming to the church, her name is Nancy. Nancy watched what Karen did. Nancy slipped out and knelt right there at her pew. So it was a teaching moment and an invitation where Karen